Good evening. This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Island Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations who would like to join us who are battery-powered, mobile, or, any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations who would like to join us this evening. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Dave, KD2ERR, in Bainbridge, New York. I see four others in the queue.
Very good, Dave. We'll pause for the other folks who would like to join.
This is N2MXC. Good evening.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater. Please copy Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. That's KA3TFB. And I did step over somebody, and there's someone behind me. Back to net control.
All right, this is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in from Oneonta, New York, and there is one other station that I also stepped over.
Are there any additional stations on Echo Link who would like to join us?
Hello, this is station KE7QXB. Location is Overland Park, Kansas. And my name is Brett, Bravo Romeo Echo, Tango Tango.
Wonderful, we have a wonderful Echo Link roster this evening. Okay, Dave, you're first up, and welcome to our net, and how are things with you?
Well, things are doing pretty good here. Just returned back here to the Bainbridge QTH. Just spent about 8-9 days down in the southern states, when as far down as Atlanta, Georgia, and been slowly working our way back up Interstate 81. And last night we stayed in Maryland, which was the first time for the YL and I myself. And I will say it is a lot warmer down south, even though it's not quite summer down there. It's pretty close. But good thing is the warm weather's coming our way. I'll send it over to whoever's next on the roster. This is TD2ERR on Echo Link.
Okay, Dave. Thanks very much for joining us. Next, I believe we have N2MXE. I'm not sure whether I copied that correctly. And your name, please.
Well, you're pretty close there. It's November 2 Mike X-Ray Tango. The name here is Carl. And we're located in Carthage, New York, where it's been really nice and sunny the last few days here in Carthage, but a little on the cool side. Today, I think it got up to the 50s. Nothing really super warm, but not bad. At least with the sunshine, it makes you feel warmer anyway. Let's see. What was going on today with me? Not much of anything. Just kind of hung around and played on the radios a little bit and monkeyed around with the computer and stayed in and didn't do too much of anything. Kind of relaxed today. Just take it easy. I just wanted to jump in and say good evening to all the fine folks here on the net this evening. And with that, we'll hand it right back to you, ma'am. This is November 2, Mike X-Ray Tango.
I didn't have my ears perked up enough. Did you say your name was Charles or Carl?
That would be Carl, the second name you called out. Charlie Alpha Romeo Lima, Carl. Over.
Very good, I thought so. Well, thanks a lot, Carl, for checking in. And, yeah, we've had some beautiful weather. Boy, I can't complain. May is shaping up to be pretty good. All right, next on our list is Bill. How are things with you? And thank you for joining us this evening.
KD2AIT in the group. Good evening to everybody in the Empire State. And tip my hat to everybody. 46 degrees here in Franklin Park Borough. And you mentioned some beautiful weather. We haven't seen that in 3 days. We've been sucked in. And I want to tell you how good my luck is. I have an inflated, well-rounded tire in the trunk, and all the other tires are flat. So what good does that do? That's supposed to be a joke. Hey, good evening to everyone. I'm not going to hold the net down. I just want to say top of the evening to you. And hope you, Mr. Kevin James, you get your health back there, and you can do more flagging. Back to net control. Thanks for being there. KA3TFB. Over.
All righty, Bill. Well, thanks for joining us, and sorry about your flap. All right, Kevin, I didn't know you weren't feeling well, but hope you're doing better. You're up next.
All right, yeah, good evening, Kathy, and hello to everyone on board, KD2FPM out here. Now, yes, unfortunately, you notice my voice sounds a little bit different tonight. I'm suffering the ravages of an evil virus, so sounds like I've got bronchitis. I could hear the rattling in my upper respiratory, and it's been very, very vicious with me, so I'm pulling out the big guns. I'm using 12-hour Mucinex DM Extra Strength, and if I'm not better by Sunday, I'm going to go and take this one step higher and go for the bigger stuff. So I'm trying to avoid, you know, at all costs. I started out with the easy stuff in the beginning, but this kind of progressed, and unfortunately, my other night, Wednesday night, when I was out flagging, I think, for 4 hours in the cold night air, already suffering. I think that kind of took me over the edge, so... man, I tell you, it's not fun. Well, we got 50 degrees here right now, clouds overhead. And if you look on the radar, you will see it looks like we've got some rain, but it's not making it to the ground because we only are at about 40-45% humidity. So what we're dealing with is what they call virga. It's raining in the upper atmosphere, but because the lower atmosphere is so dry, the rain as it falls down through actually evaporates. So, and we direly need rain here too. As a matter of fact, in Ulster County, they have a pretty bad forest fire they're dealing with down there. It's about, last I heard this morning, it's about 30% contained. So with that, I will say 7-3, and I'll hand it back to net control. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin, well, best wishes to your health and all, And yeah, there's a lot of stuff going around. With all these weather changes, you can't keep God up on it. So, good. All right, well, thanks for joining us. And next up, we have Brett. And how are you? The station that was calling from Kansas, are you still with us?
Cassie, be advised. It looks like he dropped off the queue. This is KD2FBM back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, thank you very much for that information. Too bad. I wanted to talk to Kansas tonight. All right, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Kathy and Flo.
KD2AIT, good evening.
WA2U.
Okay, we have George, Jeff, and John. Any other stations out there would like to join us? Okay, George, you had to wait a little while here, but how are things with you?
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everybody on the net just a minute, yeah? Oh, okay, I had to turn an amplifier off here because I was getting some feedback. Hey, we got a temperature of 48 degrees. The temperature range today was 28 to 66. And as I say, the van, after $365 worth, it sounds and runs and acts like a new van now. So, gotta go, you missed the continuing saga of that with Bob. He was having quite an earful on that one last night and the night before. And always knowing it's Friday night, even if I could see you here, I said, all you got to do is hear your voice there, Kathy, and I know you're the one there on Friday nights. You're the only female with a net controller on here at all. So that's how it's easy to recognize right away what's going on. And nothing too much. I think I'll get back at the trains tomorrow, see if I can stay in all day and try to get most of that, hopefully. Actually get some trains running for a change for the first time in almost 2 years. So, with that, I'm going to call it a nice early night. Say God bless, and 73's all around, and 2, PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, great, you got the van running. Not a lot of money to have something get going. Well, it is kind of a lot of money, but good news. We didn't get up to 62 here, I don't think. We've got 44 degrees here now. And, boy, as soon as the sun went behind those clouds, it really got chilly. So, yep, I did some work. I did some weeding in the garden, getting that all prepped. I'm so anxious. I want to plant stuff, but you just can't yet. So, but have fun with your trains. Boy, it'd be a blast to see those. Very good. Okay, next up we have Jeff. Jeff, are you at camp?
Roger that. We're up here at camp, and don't be too afraid to plant those peas. They will grow regardless of the weather. And yeah, we're up here. We're getting ready to call it a night here soon. But yeah, we've had a long day, long productive day. Got a lot done. And, we're happy to be at camp, and looking forward to some fishing tomorrow. And, you know, a little goofing off tomorrow. We've been doing a lot of little projects here the last couple of days, and hoping to get some play time in here tomorrow. So do some fishing, do some hiking, and do some relaxing. Anyway, that's the hope, but you know how that goes. All of a sudden you realize something's got to get done, and a project all of a sudden evolves. But anyway, we're hoping that doesn't happen, and we get to have a good time tomorrow. This is KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Hey, Jeff, you said you're calling it a night. Well, you might be calling it a day, too. That's what people say, too. So, okay, well, have fun up there with the boys and enjoy all that stuff. I hope it doesn't rain for you. All right, next up is WA2U.
WA2U, well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Had a good day today. And I went over and picked up the signs for the garden club and worked on those. So it's been a long project between putting them together and painting them and all that. So it's nearing the end. So they're out here in the shop and I guess got to put some letters and some stuff on them. And then sooner or later they'll go to their happy homes along the very routes, I guess, where they're going to be on display. And I got to try out the new GPS today. Worked rather well. It's kind of interesting. We were on a road, but the sign at the end of the road was different from what the GPS, but I talked to a friend of mine, and the GPS was recognizing the original road name. So evidently, someone decided to put up a sign and call it a different name, so it was kind of interesting. But it worked very well, intersections and things like that, so it's kind of a neat unit. It actually can tell the difference if you're walking or if you're in a vehicle. So that's kind of neat. And you can put your own landmarks in. You actually put some voice tags in that would, so that's kind of a neat feature for that. And let's see what else. Well, we did a number of things. I ordered some lumber for the camp and the house and checked on a propane tank and what other things? Yeah, we got a little bit of rain this afternoon. Not bad, but a tad bit of rain. And we went over and saw our new neighbors. They're going to be putting in their trailer up the road a ways, maybe 200 or 300 yards, I guess. And the people are putting that in, or doing the whole nine yards, the septic system, the well, and everything else. So they get to watch and pay the bill, I guess. I knew something was going on because there are large dump trucks going up the road here, so that's kind of interesting. And Bullwinkle, there's a Bullwinkle alert. Bullwinkle's in the neighborhood. He or she was running around this afternoon. Our neighbor called and said they saw it maybe 100 yards from here, and everybody's out taking pictures and stuff. So about 6 or 7 foot in height, and evidently keep it busy, although we knew they were around last year. So the park is truly the Adirondack Park. And Jeff, I was thinking of you. I was reading Outdoor Life today and bits and pieces, and they were talking about hunting with handguns, the 44 Magnum and the infamous S&W 460. So there you go. And they had some amazing shots. They were what they were taking down from 100 yards away. So that takes practice. That's practice. All right, we'll turn it back to Nat and over to Kathy, and I have, the tech tip for the evening. WA2U, back to Nat.
All right, Jen, thank you. Yes, we had a moose in the neighborhood. Poor guy's probably looking for love, but we only get one, so he maybe goes farther up to Boonville there or to Glenfield and finds a lady moose. So, okay, this is KC2YXN, looking for further chuckers. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time?
WA2U with a comment.
Go ahead, WA2U.
Okay, here's the WA2U, the tech tip for the evening. It's Motorola FRS GMRS radio. FRS GMRS radio. For those who don't know, that's the UHF part of the spectrum. I know 462 to 467 in there. Now, this particular model is the Echo Mic 1011 Romeo. That's EM, Echo Mic 1011 Romeo. And it's kind of neat. I don't know if it's still made. It's made by Motorola, but maybe if you Google that or get on the Motorola site, EM 1011R. What I like about this radio, there's a number of features. First, you have your regular channels, then you have your GRMS channels, and it runs on what looks like a 3AA, AAA pack. But it also has the weather alert feature. So that's kind of neat, and it has a little a flashlight, push a button, and an LED light comes on. And it has really neat features, and you would think, well, a ham radio, why would you want an FRS GRMS radio? Come on, you use ham radio. Oh, and someone's helping with a project, maybe you don't want to climb up a tower, thinking of like the repeater tower of 90 feet, and drop a nice handheld and watch it all go pieces on the below. So these are great if someone's a non-ham. They're very useful. One of the features that I like is it there's a button on there which allows you to lock the radio so that no one can push other buttons and get into other menus. It's something like handing someone a radio and they, whoops, I hit a button and they're on a different frequency, and that makes it difficult. The radios come with a DCS, so they're digitally squelched, which is really kind of a neat feature. The weather alert is nice because it if there's a weather alert, you can set it up, for instance, Herkimer County 162.425, or if you're in another area, 162.55 in the Syracuse, Rome area, whatever. Probably the neatest feature and the thing that I like the best about this particular radio is there is no, well, you can select it, but you can put it in a mode where there are no beeps. You can have the keypad beep, but when you're talking with someone, for instance, those that are in the hunting mode or whatever, the only time you hear anything coming out of the speaker is when you're talking. There's no squelch tail, there's no psh, there's no doodle-doo, all these little beeps that give away. So the only time you hear any sound at all, they're very quiet until you make them active. And I think that's the nicest feature of all. So just a suggestion, it's kind of neat when you're working on antennas or someone's up on a tower. You know, how many of us run in and out of you were trimming antennas. So I know in the past I've used them, you trim an antenna, you've got someone watching SWR, lower the antenna, trim up the dipole, and then have them get out of the way, have them check the SWR. It saves a lot of running in and out of the house all the time. So very, very handy, very inexpensive. They're basically toss-away radios, although we've had them for a few years. And they usually, some of them come with a drop-in charger and a wall charger, and some even have a plug with, these actually have a mini, I think, USB on them. So that's the EchoMic 1011R, which has probably been replaced with something new. But having a FRS, GRMS radio without the beeps on it, I know the kids get a kick out of it. ID getting in there makes it really, really nice and quiet, as I said, if you're out in the woods or that kind of application. So, okay, that's it, and I'll listen to anybody's questions or comments, but turn it back over to Net Control, the tech tip for the week, at least for me. WATU, back to Net.
Okay, thank you, John. Another good feature of that radio, it has the weather station on it. So if you want to know whether rain's coming your way, you can find out. All right, do we have any other comments, queries, or like check-ins? Please call now. Okay, before I close on that, I'll do our Friday evening chuckle. So here we go. Here are some signs that you are no longer a kid. People call you at 9 p.m. and ask, "Did I wake you?" You answer a question with, "Because I said so." And you no longer think of speed limits as a challenge. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. But before I do that, I would like to thank Dave, Carl, Bill, Kevin, George, Jess, and John for joining us this evening. We had a good time. Awesome. So, scanner listeners out there, too, thanks for joining us in your own way. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy whatever it is you do, whether you're setting up some trains or you're going on a hike. So, 73 and 88 to all. This is KC2YXN clear.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFB, logging off the Echo Link system. Indeed, everyone, have a good evening.
This is KD2FM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echo Link system. As always, thank you for use of Echo Link. It's much appreciated. Hopefully, catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73 KD2FM is clear.
Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, in Bermuda, going to the United County Transit Emergency Net. For all stations, moving about traffic, all checks will be appreciated. Calling for Act 10. Calling for Act 10, all stations, with or without traffic, are welcome. Check it. Very much appreciated. Octem would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octem the use of their repeater. KC2F, Victor Bravo clear.